Sapphire, Mr. President.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. President. Bill, did you talk to George Shultz about that new GNP figure yet?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Do you know, you knew about it?
No, I don't.
Well, I'd asked him to. Well, Department of Commerce, you know, the first figure we had of that 28.5 was preliminary.
Right.
Well, they just done the revised figure, and it's 30.8.
Boy, oh boy.
For the first quarter, a 2.3 bump, and George thinks that when they have the third revised, which of course will come and they get all the figures in, it'll be even higher. Point is, you see, the first figure did not reflect enough of March. They took January and February and, you know, spread it out, and March was a much stronger month, see? So your 30.8 is, well, it isn't up to the 33 that, it's really within the ballpark, you see, of what we... Now, I talked to him, and I want you to drop over to his place, because I told him to talk to you, and he's probably been in meetings all day. Here's what I have in mind. First of all, it is not to be released until... it isn't to be released until Friday. And I learned the figure yesterday, and I said to him, now look here, they ought to release it. They can't sit in a figure this long. Second point, I agree on this point. I don't think we ought to try to get her out and trumpet it, you know, and this and that and the other thing, because I think it speaks for itself quite loudly. On the other hand, it is one of those things where any individual who can be absolutely trusted in that we know on the economic side should sort of pick it up. It will not go unnoticed. Now, the other thing is that it's particularly important that it get in the news magazines, see?
Right.
Now, coming out Friday and so forth, and I think a little leakage to the two news magazines on Thursday, you know, might start them hopping and thinking
okay.
And so forth.
Right.
Oh, and U.S. News. Oh, Bob Holloman's sitting here, and he says U.S. News closes, of course, Thursday or Friday. So what I'd like for you to do is to bump over there and have a talk with George.
Right.
And do some thinking about how we can get it out best and get the biggest. Well, you know, I mean, it should not be. I think the way to do it when the news is really good is not to brag too much about it.
Well, in other words, to handle it with some subtlety to make sure
some subtleties that will hypo it. You see, because this isn't sensational, but it's very good. I mean, when you go, you're finally, remember, that was a number we were hoping we'd get in the first instance was 30.
Right.
And 30.8 is up there and a pretty good number.
It makes that 1065 look a lot better than...
It looks possible. Mm-hmm. That's right. And and he thinks it'll be up over 32, but in the end. But there it is. And it might be, now, the only problem that I was even thinking of one like this, the inspired leak thing. The difficulty with that is that we've got other kinds of figures of this sort that we do not want to use inspired leaks on. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't know if that's it, but I do think that a little conversation with regard to getting it around when you get the solid figure, the people that you know the types of people I'm talking about. There's U.S. News, there's Time, there's Newsweek. You might talk to Scully, see what. Well, for example, now there's one I know you can get a good ride on. You know, they've got that fellow Rukeyser.
Right, ABC.
ABC, who's our friend.
Right.
He'll ride it like hell if he just gets it the day, you know, if you tell him Thursday in advance, he'll get ready and put out a good little story on it.
Right, do it on the air on Thursday night.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we can leak it out in advance. No, but I mean, he'll do it on the air Friday night well, see? I mean, what it means, this is something that requires a lot of thinking. The guy just goes on and says, well, the GNP is 30.8. Sorry, it's, what I meant is it's giving these guys a day's advance to think about it, to get it out, I think, has an advantage. But I'm not sure about all that. You use your judgment as well, but you talk to George and then work up whatever plan you think is right. Will you do that?
Shall do, sir.
Okay.